This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So great to be back. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon back in the saddle. What's on your mind? That's the question we ask. Rick Santorum will join us later this hour. Also going to talk to the Speaker of the House in Minnesota, Kurt Dowd, about Governor Goofy. Can I call him, man? He's within earshot of us today. But Mark Dayton is so in the grip of the loony left in Minnesota. It's unbelievable. It's my home state, okay? I can't not defend common sense here. Drives me absolutely crazy. Man alive. Anyway, we're going to talk about that and much more. Don't forget tomorrow, big debate on the program, the final debate between the candidates for Governor Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem. That'll be tomorrow. If you have a question for him, get him in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We'll have the 24/7 line going, 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message, let us know what your questions are. They'll be here in the second hour tomorrow. Should be a great debate. Looking forward to it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's, one of the top five land auction companies in America. Doing a lot of farm machinery auction these days as well. If you want a complete catalog, call them. They'd love to send you one. 877-700-4099. They have all the auctions online, too, and you can go to Piper's.com to check those out. Piper's.com is the website. They got a couple of Devil's Lake building site, an acre and a half auction coming up Tuesday. A bunch, actually, on Tuesday. Wells County, Sheridan County, then on Friday the 17th in Dawson County in Montana. That ranch out there, a ranch home as well, and about 315 acres of ranch in Glendive on Friday the 17th. Be in Dickinson for a household auction on Sunday the 18th. A bunch of them coming up. Farm Machinery Auction, next one is on Thursday, June 23rd in Yulin, Minnesota. So check those out. Piper's.com, or again, call for a catalog. Good folks, they'll take good care of you at Piper's, 877-700-4099. All right, so I've deferred to the callers here. I do want to get in the rest of my comments related to Ed Schaefer's announcement. So I leave for a couple of days, and then this firestorm breaks out over Ed Schaefer's endorsement of Doug Burgum in the race. And I'm just scratching my head over this, folks. I don't understand this. I really don't. And some of this from Republicans that are upset. Legislators, evidently, threatening retaliation against UND because of this. Now, this is just not smart. For one, where have they been? Maybe they wanted to listen to this program. April 27th, here's what Ed Schaefer said when asked, what are your thoughts on the Doug Burgum campaign? Roll that cut.
Well, I'm disappointed in the Burgum campaign for running a negative campaign. You know, Doug's a great guy. He's getting around the state. He's talking to a lot of people, and he's telling his story. But, the campaign that's out there in the media is negative. It's against something. It's just, personally, he's getting all over the state, and he's winning influence and, you know, hearts and minds of people all over. His campaign is positioning himself as negative and against another person or against the state or against our economy or what, you know, he's positioning himself, in the media and therefore in the public perception as negative, and that, you know, that lots of times in North Dakota, most times, matter of fact, all the time in North Dakota, just doesn't work real well.
You're talking about the ads. You're talking about the ads. You don't like the ads.
I'm talking about the ads. Yep.
Yeah. How about
so
Wayne Stengem?
It sets it up to be this negative thing out there.
Okay, so you might say, well, that didn't sound all that positive. Again, he's talking specifically about the ads in the campaign, April 27th, okay? Remember that now. Here is what he had to say about Wayne Stengem. Now you got to have the contrast, right? Okay, so you're concerned about the ads from Burgum. What about the Stengem campaign? How are they doing? Listen to this.
I think Wayne is a great public servant, of course, but I think his campaign has been in the we deserve it, we own it, and we're going to get it. And I don't think they've worked real hard. I think they've just anticipated that they're going to be the best. And I think Doug Burgum is outworking them. But I think now the campaign seems to have awakened, and when it rises up, it's raising up in a negative manner. They're attacking back negatively, and so now we have negative on the one side, negative on the other side, and we're going to elect somebody that's negative. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't want to set up my public officials that way. I want to know who they are and what positively they're going to do for the state of North Dakota. So I'm disappointed in both campaigns.
All right, so that's back on April 27th. Then exactly a month later, ironically, we're up at UND, and we sit down with President Schaefer, talk about some budget issues. But we said, you know, where are you at in this governor's race? Here's when he basically, to me, signaled that that an endorsement was coming Doug Burgum's way. Listen to this, cut three.
I haven't decided who I'm going to vote for. I'm leaning toward Doug Burgum because I like his business background and I like his push to change the way we're doing things and to swap that budget around to a new idea, new principles, a new direction. But, you know, I still have some time before I have to get into that voting booth.
On the other side of the break, you could hear we were going to a break there. We asked him, okay, why? Why are you leaning towards voting for Doug Burgum? Tell us. And he put some meat on the bones here. Listen to this.
Doug has a similar profile to mine, you know, a business person coming into elected office for the first time and wanting to look at that budget, approach it differently, recognizing that you have financial issues and challenges and difficulties in paying the bills for the state of North Dakota that obviously our tax revenues and things are saying we can't. And, you know, the governor confirms it by saying all state agencies have to drop their budgets by 10%. I mean, that's pretty clear that we have a fiscal budget problem. And, you know, Doug Burgum, I think, coming in from the outside has a chance to address that. As do other candidates, but I think, you know, I like, as I said, the business profile of, you know, having to balance budgets, having to, you know, seek investments and when you don't have enough money to do so and shaping all that up. That's why I leaned to Doug. But as far as endorsing someone yet, I haven't made a decision. I've been talking to several candidates about endorsements, and I'm still waiting for some answers on a couple of things, not necessarily in the campaign, but say, you know, how would you operate government? And so we'll see how that endorsement comes.
All right, so there, to me, you heard it. And this is really interesting when you go back and listen to everything in context from April 27th and to May 27th, and then obviously he told, I think, the Herald editorial board that he'd be voting for Doug Burgum, and then there's a full-blown endorsement, and he's in ads. You're watching him in television ads and in newspaper ads or radio ads. Ed Schaefer in ads saying vote for this person is a big deal. It's a big deal. I mean, you don't see John Hoban and Jack Dalrymple doing that for Wayne Stengem, right, in an actual ad. I've said all along, I mean, you have Wayne Stengem, getting the support of John Hoban and Jack Dalrymple. Ed Schaefer in an ad for Doug Burgum is a big deal. Why? You heard it right there. Similar profile, business person, budget. You know, Ed Schaefer, believe it or not, is a little bit persona non grata in the Republican Party, because he is a stickler on budget transformation. And you've seen it, ironically, in the middle of this gubernatorial debate, happen at UND. Everything that he's getting accolades for at UND, and that was a big part of the conversation that he and I had back on the 27th of May. We spent the majority of that conversation talking about the budget at UND and how he was doing it and doing it differently and saying, let's go through and let's cut where we can, and then what's left over, let's take it and put that towards priorities. And his vision is that should happen all across higher ed and all across the state of North Dakota and its state budget, okay? Well, there are people in state government and current legislators that don't like that idea and therefore, you know, don't think much of Ed Schaefer because of it. And what Doug Burgum is proposing is exactly that. Now, where I think Ed has fair criticism directed at Doug is at how you approach that, because there's a lot of legislators out there right now who are, they have their feathers ruffled, okay? And quite honestly, we have good legislators in this state. We really, really do. Not many Democrats, but there are some good Democrats that are there too. I don't think they get the credit that they deserve sometimes. But the vast majority of the legislators are Republicans, and they're good. They're very good. They work hard. I mean, I've been at the legislative session. You can't even believe the schedule these people have to keep. So I'm here to tell you, legislators do a darn good work. But this just happens. This isn't personal against anyone. You kind of become a blob, right? And you just go one way. You kind of go with the system. Now, Doug would call it the good old boy network. I think that's a little harsh. Although I must say, talk about stupid when you have actual legislators calling the university system office, threatening retaliation against Ed Schaefer because he's endorsed Doug Burgum. That's when people go, I guess that's what the good old boy network is, huh? But I don't think it's the good old boy network. And there's some of that, but that's a small group of folks that, you know, whatever. Just think their way is the only way. It's not anything for you to worry about going to the polls, in my mind, okay? But there is this groupthink, for lack of a better term. This groupthink of this is the way we have to do it because that's the way it's been done. And what Doug has done is go right at that, which has rankled them, which is why you got legislators writing letters to the editors and, you know, putting out vitriolic tweets on Twitter and really just wrapped around their own axle, which I don't think motivates one voter. I think one voter goes, oh, a legislator's mad? Well, I guess I better go with the guy they're going to go with. It just brings more drama to the thing. And I believe causes more people to pay attention. But make no mistake, what Ed Schaefer has done in endorsing Doug Burgum is big. And the reason behind it is the similar profile, the bold budget. You just need to decide, hey, am I going to just kind of do it the way we've done it the last few years? Which hasn't been bad, folks. You can't argue that John Hoeven and Jack Dalrymple have been bad governors. They've not been. Or are we going to push the envelope a little bit and get some larger reforms? That's what you're deciding. Two good choices. All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night and somebody's talking about, it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done on the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it's a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Scotty, Bill, I got a question for you. If Hillary and Trump decided to have a debate, would you try to be the narrator? And what kind of questions you ask between Trump and Hillary? You're supposed to be a professional journalist, so I want to know what you're saying. Barney Rubble, Talkman, yabba-dabba-doo. I mean, Barney Rubble, yabba-dabba-doo.
I think I'm supposed to be Barney Rubble, right?
Are you Barney Rubble? Okay.
Yeah, I think
as far
so.
As far as my moderating a debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it. So count me in. His comment, though, about my being a, what did he say, impartial journalist or something, maybe he's not aware.
If Hillary and Trump decided to have a debate, would you try to be the narrator? And what kind of questions you ask between Trump and Hillary? You're supposed to be a professional journalist?
Professional journalist. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
You're a talk show host. No,
I'm not a journalist.
Right.
And a journalist, and by the way, there are not many of them around anymore. A journalist, by definition, would be someone that, you know, brings you a news story, written, TV, whatever, where you say, okay, here's the facts, right? Just the straight up facts. But they don't exist anymore. They all weave their own opinion into it. But whatever, that's not who I am. Full disclosure, with me, I give my opinions for a living, and I get to listen to yours. It's great, right? I mean, it's so, you know, but in all honesty, that's what journalists are doing, too. They're giving you their opinions just through the, you know, the weaving of the finding the right person to give their opinion and weighting things one way or the other, you know, all of that stuff they do. So, let's see here. Let me get one text in. Isn't it sad, Scott, that the greatest health care in the world is being destroyed by a few politicians that weren't happy about health insurance? Yeah, so true. We were talking about the greatest health care in the world, that residing in my mind in Minnesota at Mayo Clinic earlier, since I just returned after a couple of days there. So I agree with the texter. More of your texts and your emails and your calls after a chat with the Speaker of the House in Minnesota, Kurt Dowd, back with us. Hello, Mr. Speaker. How are you?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I continue to weep for my home state of Minnesota and the current occupant of the governor's mansion there, vetoing tax relief over one word now is the latest. I understand he's in the neighborhood today, so anything you want to say to him, he can probably hear you right now.
Well, we would tell the governor to get real. It's time to do what's best for Minnesotans. That obviously, you know, for you, Scott, and your listeners, the one word error in the bill was the governor's excuse to veto the bill. But really, I think he was looking for an excuse, and unfortunately, it was a very good bill. You know, $550 million of ongoing permanent tax relief for Minnesotans, and really broadly distributed. It was, you know, college students to senior citizens to, you know, small business owners, veterans, and just really unfortunate that that got tied into politics. Also, it passed the House with huge broad bipartisan support. 123 out of the 134 members of the House voted for the bill. 89% of the legislature voted for it. It's the most bipartisan tax bill I think that's ever been vetoed. We know for sure in the last 30 years, but we think ever. So unfortunately, the governor tried to play some politics with it.
Okay, and look, I get politics, and you're going to have one set of opinions and another depending on your ideology, but wasn't his word involved here that he would not do what he did in vetoing it?
Right, and you know that's the concerning part for us. When you're in this line of work, your word needs to mean something. It's a relationship business, and when you say you're not going to do something, you need to hold to it. He said a couple of weeks ago, "I will not hold the tax bill hostage to use it as leverage for other things," and now he's doing exactly that. And he was last week. He said, "Well, I've kind of changed my mind. I'm not going to sign the tax bill with this error in it, and I won't agree to call a special session to fix that bill unless the Republicans agree to all of my other demands." You know, then that's also not compromise. It's not what he claims he's trying to accomplish. And he thinks, you know, I suppose he listened to all of the reports that said that, you know, now that regular session was over, the governor had all the power. Well, you know what? We also shouldn't view our jobs that way. We're public servants, whether we like it or not. And in this case, the governor is trying to act like a dictator. So he needs to come to the table and a quick, short special session would get these two items left undone. It would get those done, and it would get $700 million of road and bridge money out. It would fix the rail grade crossing in Moorhead, and it would provide the much-needed tax relief.
What's the deal with Minnesota anyway, politically speaking? I mean, I'm being serious. I don't understand it because I grew up with people that you know, good common sense folks. I don't know if it's a metropolitan thing now that's overtaken it, and if it's gripped by the special interest, or I mean, what's going on?
You know, I took over as minority leader in the House right after the 2012 election, and that next two years where Democrats controlled everything was really kind of ugly. And I, you know, just from my own perspective, what I've seen is the Democratic Party is controlled by progressives and kind of environmentalist progressive liberals more than ever before. I very often say this isn't your father's or your grandfather's Democratic Party. And I think, you know, they have pushed policies that have divided. And I've seen the same thing with Obama nationwide. I think the country is more divided right now, and the state is more divided right now than it ever has been, because these progressives have tried to push things so far to the left. And what you get is you get the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and kind of the inner ring, the first ring of suburbs that agree with them, and everybody else in the state that doesn't. And you've divided those two groups of people. So rather than try to find policies that will make everybody happy, they really have pushed policies that, you know, just right at 50% or maybe a little more, a little less of the people support, and the rest of the state gets left behind. And I think that's really what's driving it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, it, as you say, I have family members or DFLers over the years that they don't recognize today's Democratic Party. The
right.
grip has been taken by the extreme environmentalists who, you know, one of our favorite ideas is to turn off the power one day because, you know, you got some of those radicals that don't like the clean power we send your way. So maybe they could do without it for a day or two.
You know, right? And we've got in the state of Minnesota, the Supreme Court federally has put a hold on Obama's, clean power deal. And in the state of Minnesota, our governor is still proceeding with implementing that higher renewable limit that was required in the governor's clean power plant deal. So even though the court has ruled this isn't constitutional, you've got to, or at least put a hold on it until they can rule, our governor's moving full steam implementing that regardless. And that's what you get with these, kind of radical progressive environmentalists that are running the Democratic Party right now.
Speaking of that, there's a great website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's actually a partnership of Minnesota and North Dakota common sense folks that really educate you on the clean power plan, the effects of it, and you know what they're trying to do. And as you say, now it's held up thankfully in court and going to get a look there. But you know, reliable energy, affordable energy, very important to the economies of Minnesota and North Dakota, and just good common sense. So I would encourage folks to check that out. One of our fine sponsors on the program, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Mr. Speaker, nice to catch up with you. Good luck on getting this settled in a special session quickly.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Yep, good to talk to you. All right, take a short break. Rick Santorum is going to be here, and he wants to talk a little bit about, I think he's still wrapped up in Iowa politics, because he wants to talk about the renewable fuel standard, but I share his love of ethanol. The question is, how do you get this industry the support they need without mandates that last forever? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, and also his endorsement of Donald Trump when we come back. Your call is welcome, too.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm voting for Burgum for governor. What's the difference between him and Stenger? I'd like to hear your rebuttal because you're supposed to be an expert in journalism. So, let me say, Barney Rubble?
Hi, Scott. John from Carrington. Hey, that guy that was just on doing that Barney Rubble thing, I think he's been into the Schlitz malt liquor a little early this morning there. Sounded to be a bit tough there. I always knew why I disliked Schlitz malt liquor. Have a good day, Scott. I'm not quite sure what he was insinuating, that maybe you weren't fair there or something, huh? But, oh, well. Have a good one, Scott.
He's confused about the difference between a journalist and a talk show host that gives their opinions, the problem, but, you know, whatever. It's good. It's good entertainment for us. I don't know about you, but I'm and you've added to it with the Schlitz malt liquor explanation. That really explains everything. So thank you for that. Appreciate that. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know what? It was a windy spring. It really was. And drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have a electronic drift management system, allowing you to select your droplet size and keep it the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling, no matter what the wind speed. Is that not great or what? And that's the kind of technology you get, and the expertise to back it up from High Plains Apache. They're not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others are talking about. And when you work hard for your money, spend a dollar, you expect to get the most for your buck. And that time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why they work hard to earn your business. Stop in at the ET Ag Center for all your application parts for Apache sprayers and any other brand, too. 1701 East Side Court across from the Bonanza in Mandan. Exit 60 south of Fargo Frontier. Tell them Scott sent you. A couple other emails I want to get to before we get Senator Santorum in here. Let's see here. Bob Miller. Bob says, this is Bob from Minot. I think we established that. There is a lot of negative ads from Doug Burgum about Wayne Stengem being a career politician. Why don't we talk about who has North Dakota interests in mind? Doug Burgum has approximately 68% of his $1.2 million campaign fund coming from out-of-state interest, whereas Wayne Stengem has about 8% of his $800,000 campaign fund coming from out-of-state interest. If Doug Burgum gets elected, he will be like Hillary Clinton, doing favors for out-of-state donors who do not know what's best for North Dakota in mind. This was on my mind and might not fit into your program today. No, what's on your mind always fits into our program today. Always. So, first of all, don't apologize for having an opinion. We're glad you do and glad you sent a note. couple things I would say. One, I don't know how much people pay attention to where campaign donations come from. You know what I mean? I mean, John Hovind gets out of state. I think donations other candidates have as well. Okay, I just don't think it matters. I think Doug Burgum's invested his own money in the vast majority of the campaign, and he can. So that's significant. But I think people appreciate the independence in that. I think to suggest that somehow the money, some of it coming from out of state, means he's going to do what Hillary Clinton says means you don't know Doug Burgum. All right. And honestly, I don't know that the average voter thinks like this. I don't know if Bob Miller exists or if this is, you know, I don't know how many candidates, I don't know how many voters, put it this way, run around and have the stat of 68% of his $1.2 million funds come from out-of-state interest versus Wayne Stengem, 8% of his $800,000. How many voters know that? I would venture to say very few. So I'm going to guess that it doesn't matter, but that this person is somehow involved with the Stengem campaign and trying to plant that seed in voters' minds. And that's what this show's for. I mean, everybody can do that. The Burgum folks can do that just as easily as the Stengem folks. I don't think that argument is on the minds of 99.9% of voters going to the polls. I really don't. And nor do I think it should be. You know, by the way, the career politician thing, I don't think was a wise campaign slogan for the Burgum campaign to use against the Stengem campaign. I don't think people look at Wayne Stengem and say, oh, career politician. I think they look at Wayne Stengem and say, good guy, good attorney general. And I think what voters are doing is saying, I want to decide who has the skill set for the times, right? I mean, even Ed Schaefer in his endorsement of Doug Burgum said Wayne Stengem would be a fine governor at a different time. But the skill set that Doug Burgum brings now is why I endorse him, because it's needed now. We need it with this budget situation. But I don't, and this is, again, a criticism of the Burgum campaign from yours truly. I don't think it's wise to say Wayne Stengem is a career politician or we need term limits or the legislature's bad or any of that. Now, they've drawn a distinction lately because I think there's been enough pushback to say they believe that legislators are citizen legislators. They're not directing them at them. They're talking about, obviously, Wayne. But I don't think that's wise either. Really don't. My opinion. Welcome yours. 800-228-0550. Mark in Fezzenden, what's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. I'm calling about my wife is taking online courses from the University of North Dakota, and she set up a separate email address to only do correspondence with the University of North Dakota and her fellow students. And last night she opened up that email and out popped a political ad from Wayne Stengem explaining all the different things he's going to do for higher education. And I'm just wondering, is UND selling email addresses to political candidates, or is this okay? It didn't seem appropriate to me.
So let me just make sure I understand. Did an actual email from Wayne Stengem come to this email address your wife had set up just for the UND stuff?
Yes.
Okay, it wasn't like a pop-up ad while she's looking at a different email. You're saying it was an actual email.
Actually a separate email from the Wayne Stengem campaign.
And is this a UND address? Is it like a official?
No, it's her own personal email. It's a separate one that she set up just to do.
So, yeah, like Mark's wife at gmail.com, whatever. It's some email address she set up. Yeah,
correct.
Okay. Wow,
correct.
That's I don't know.
The people that know the address are the University of North Dakota and a few of her students that she has to email back and forth when they work on projects together.
Yeah, I can't imagine the university system would sell emails.
I don't either, but it'd be nice to know how he magically sent an email specifically explaining higher education to her.
I know you can buy lists. You can buy lists, but I wouldn't think the university would put their. I don't know. It's a question worth asking, and we will. So appreciate the call, Mark.
Okay, yes, I'd like to know from the university. Maybe you could check with.
First of all, I'm all for candidates using whatever means there are to try and get their message out by emails or addresses or whatever, but when it comes to a state asset, you want to know. Whether or not that, you know, in other words, they do the same thing for other campaigns or, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't.
Would you do me a favor, Mark, and if you just hang on a second, I'm going to get your number off the air, and that way, if there's any follow-up questions,
sure,
we can get a hold of you, okay?
Okay.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. Mark, Manny, if you wouldn't mind taking Mark's information there, that'd be swell. All right. Rick Santorum is here.
How are you?
By the way, the guy that was my pick for, you know, out of the 17, and then, what happened? But now we're on the same team because I see you've endorsed Trump.
I did endorse Trump. It's a little bit of a torture tale, but, to me, Scott, this boils down to one thing, and that's the United States Supreme Court. And the reality is that if Hillary Clinton is elected, and people, I don't care what party you're in, just need to hear this. If Hillary Clinton is elected, she's going to replace Antonin Scalia with another Ruth Bader Ginsburg type. And what does that mean? That means that she's going to replace Justice Scalia with someone who does not believe the Constitution is worth the paper it's printed on, that the Constitution is whatever they say it is, that it is a living, breathing document, and that they cannot be bound by the words of the Constitution. There are four judges on the court right now that believe that. That means the Second Amendment doesn't mean what the Second Amendment says. It's what they want it to say. And she said so. She said that Justice Ginsburg said, we will overturn that case and deny people the right of the Second Amendment is a right that is a personal right. The First Amendment will go by the board. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, if you believe that the Supreme Court should be, that five people should determine what the ultimate law of the land is, should be, irrespective of what the law is or what the Constitution says, then vote for Hillary Clinton. But if you don't believe that, and the only option is Donald Trump. And I believe it's Trump because when I talked to him, I told him basically what I just said to you. And he said, I'm going to publish a list. And I'm going to put on that list people that I will select from to be my nominees. And I said, well, I'd like to see that list. And if you get a good list, I'll endorse you. Well, I saw the list. I added a name or two to the list. He put that list out there and said he would pick from that list. And to me, that is what matters. And that's why I endorsed
it. Yeah, no, it's brilliant. And like you say, you kept your word and did it. I'm glad you did. Quite honestly, it meant a lot to me to know that that your support was there. Same thing, Ben Carson. I mean, I came to really appreciate what Ben Carson brought to the race as well. And Ben Carson has said the exact same thing. It's about the Supreme Court. And I hope some of the folks on our side, as conservatives that don't have exactly the way they'd want and can pick at this or that or anything else, will recognize that, because everything we believe in is gone if we lose the Supreme Court, right?
Scott, you're absolutely right. And people say, well, you know, he's this or he's that or he's wrong on this issue and that issue. The bottom line is, if he's wrong on an issue or if he does things that are problematic when he's president of the United States, that can be fixed in 4 years. And there are other ways in which you can moderate and modulate a president through the Congress and then even some cases through the court. We can't stop the court right now. There's no mechanism that our founders put in place for a rogue court that is unconstrained by Congress or the president. And that's where we are right now. And it's a very dangerous time in our country. And so for all of those Never Trump folks, I just don't understand how they miss that. And this, by the way, it's not just replacing Scalia. This is really important to understand that Ginsburg and Breyer, who were two liberals on the court, who are both advanced in years, I have no doubt will leave the court when Hillary is president. And so they'll have now five. They'll replace those two plus Scalia. And so they'll have five progressive, you know, the Constitution is what we say it is, justices of the nine for 25 years on that court, and the Constitution will not be worth the paper it's printed on by the end of that 25.
Short break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little about the renewable fuel standard and maybe a difference of opinion between our own Congressman Kevin Cramer and Mr. Santorum here when we come back after a short time out on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Brandon.
The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer, is waiting for you to come on in today and pick up one of those $650 checks. That's right. You get up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. All you need to do is call or visit a B-Mobile location, get all the details. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless retail dealer. Premium retailer. All right, we're chatting with Rick Santorum. He was the runner-up for the Republican nomination in 2012 and part of the mix in 2016 as well. Has since endorsed Donald Trump. We talked a little bit about that. I see that we have two friends that are on different sides of an issue related to the renewable fuel standard. One friend is our own Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's here every week with a talk radio town hall for an hour. And he said, let's just let this RFS, you know, expire and get the EPA out of this altogether. I think his credentials on being a fan of ethanol would be well known and well documented. But tell us why you have a different opinion, Rick.
Well, the problem with that is, first of all, I agree. I don't want the EPA messing around with this. I think Congress has to be very, very clear about what their intent is. And they were. The EPA actually has started to mess around with it illegally, in my opinion. And I think they're going to be, well, in fact, they are being sued. And I think the congressional intent was to make sure that ethanol had access to a marketplace that is controlled by the oil industry, which is, the gas stations and the vertical integration, the wellhead to the gas pump. It makes it impossible for this fuel to enter the marketplace without some sort of standard as to how much they should pay. And it's a great fuel. Number one, it's produced here in this country, which is great. It employs people here, and it employs people and creates a fuel from the heartland, which, if you look economically in this new technology age, rural America is the area of the country that's suffering the most. So to me, it's a great national security issue. It's a market access issue. And I believe that we should continue it. And Congress should be very clear about what, under how it should be continued, and be very clear that the EPA doesn't have the grounds to step in and monkey with it.
How about his assertion that, one of the reasons to just let it expire is that free markets ought to be free markets? That efforts to get ethanol accepted by the consumers have made some headway, and that by 2022 it should be able to stand on its own and let the free market work. What about that?
Yeah, I don't think consumers really pay much attention to how much ethanol is in their gas tank. I mean, it all runs the same. It's a commodity, and people don't differentiate between gasoline and ethanol. And so to suggest that somehow or another people are going to demand ethanol, what they're going to do is they're going to take whatever the oil company who has the gas station gives them. And the oil company has the gas station doesn't want to give them ethanol because they want to sell their oil and their gasoline. So that's really the bottom line here. And this is a national security issue. It is a domestic production issue. It's a rural America issue. And anybody who says that, you know, it's driven up food costs, well, corn is at, you know, as low as it's been in I don't know how long, as farmers will tell you. The bottom line is it's provided stability to rural America, and it's provided an opportunity for us to not be dependent upon more sources of foreign oil. So I think it's a win-win across the board, and for us to be messing around with this, it just doesn't make any sense economically or from a national security point of view.
Do I understand correctly that you have a coveted ticket for tonight's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final that you're on your Penguins?
As a matter of fact, I do, and I just wanted to thank the great people from North Dakota for sending us Matt Cullen, because he has been an amazing addition to this team. I mean, killing penalties, winning those key faceoffs. I mean, he's our best faceoff guy, and it's just been up there against the top line. I mean, he's sort of the center on the defensive line that goes up against the top line of the opposition. And if you look at what he's done against the San Jose Sharks top line, who dominated, I mean, just dominated through the first three rounds, he has shut them out. And kudos go to Matt, and I'm looking forward to having him skate around the Consol Energy Center tonight with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, we don't want to get Minnesotans mad at you, but he is a Minnesota native from Moorhead. But right on the border. So we claim him too in North Dakota.
Well,
there's no question about that.
I apologize.
And by the way, 39 years of age, he's doing what he's doing. I mean, that's just nothing sort of extraordinary.
He's got great energy out there. It's amazing what he can do. So thank you, Minnesota and North Dakota for the great work that Matt's doing for us.
Exactly. Good to talk to you, Rick. Thanks for checking in, and all the best to you and the family.
Thank you, buddy. God bless. Bye-bye.
A great American, Rick Santorum, our guest on the program. Let's see here. I have a lot of folks wanting to weigh in on the... here's my favorite, Logan. Logan says, as I sit here cutting alfalfa, listening to the corporate farming debate, I'd like to say that it would be nice to have more dairies in the state to sell our second and third cuttings to. We haven't sold a lot of alfalfa in the state in years. We sent it to Minnesota, Nebraska, and Kansas. I support Measure 1 in hopes it creates a better market for hay and feed grains in North Dakota. Exactly. Exactly right. Somebody else said, hey, what's the email address for questions for the governor candidates tomorrow? We have a debate. You don't want to miss this, folks. The last debate before Tuesday, Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails or call 855-200-1776, extension 1. I'll put that up on Facebook, too, so we have it. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.